I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about body cameras. What is the Chillicothe Police Department's policy on using body cameras?
Yeah, Tom, so the policy is that we turn those body cameras on whenever we have interactions that are going to be criminal in nature, you know, because you have your misdemeanors and your felonies and your city ordinance violations. So, but the guys and gals at the police department know that my personal policy is have them on for any interaction, because any interaction can turn south pretty quick. So we like to know what's going on. We like to know how our officers are dealing with the citizens and the criminal element of Chillicothe. So I guess you could say it's twofold there.
Who controls the cameras?
The police officer that is wearing the body cam controls whether it comes on or off. And so the policy, you know, is to have it come on before that interaction starts. And with the new ones that we purchased, you know, there's a feature on there that you can set them. Once you hit that body cam, it'll automatically go back 30 seconds. So it'll be neat to be able to use that. It'll help, you know, in case you do forget, because not every time are we 100% aware to turn our body cam on. Sometimes we're in some really high stress situations and you're just worried about going to help and do what you got to do. So I think that feature will help. Once they turn the body cam off with the new ones, you know, that'll come to a cloud, go to a cloud-based system and automatically download once they have Wi-Fi. And so at that point, you know, they're still in control. They have to label those videos in the system, and then the sergeant will deal with the videos afterward. But kind of how we do it right now is if there's an investigation or it's going to go to court, it will be burned off onto a CD or a DVD and sent to the prosecutor's office. And if not, it's stored on that cloud-based system for a period of time. And then after that period of time, we save them depending on what type of interaction it is.
Okay. What is the general time frame for storage?
Yeah, so the general on the cloud will be, I believe, 90 days. Once that 90-day hits, depending on that type of issue that's on the video, you know, whether it's that felony or it's that misdemeanor, whether it goes to court, whether it's prosecuted, there's a lot of factors. It will then come to our local system, our local storage here at the PD, and we will keep that for, you know, usually on felonies it's 5 years, on misdemeanors it's 3. So, and then if it's a prosecutable case, it's longer, because you just can't always trust technology. You know, we have to always be ready to find that video. And I think with this new system, it's going to just really advance the way we do business.
Tell us a little bit about the new system.
Yeah, so it's a Digital Ally, and that's who we currently have. They won the bid, and so with Digital Ally, they've upgraded their system so much that while it is a bigger camera, it's a little bit bigger. When we record, it notifies us. When we there's so many features to it that one of the neat things, once it's shut off and they have Wi-Fi or cell service, it'll automatically download to that cloud. But one of the neat things is they can look at the video immediately. It's like a cell phone almost. You can watch that video on that device and then type your report. You know, it's a little screen on the actual body cam. So it operates like a cell phone. But I think the most important and what we're looking for is that cloud-based feature there, that in which right now we're using an old model, which is local storage. We have to come back into the police department. We have to sit down. We have to log into a computer. We have to download the video. And it's just so time-consuming for the police officers. And in the middle of a download, you'll probably get a call, you know? And so it's so frustrating right now. So we're really excited about that feature. I think it's going to help with that workflow within the police department. And so I think our staff's excited, and we really appreciate the city approving this purchase.
So how is this footage used? You talked a little bit about courts, but is it used in other ways as well?
Yeah, there's so many ways we use our body camera footage. you know, first, you know, the courts, you know, anytime we have a criminal investigation, we send it to court, and that helps them, you know, when it comes to preliminary hearings. It helps them when it comes to evidence hearings. It helps them when they, and most importantly, trial. You know, we can send that up there, and the prosecutor can say, oh, here's what happened. You know, we type a report along with it, but it makes it so easy for the courts. Something else we use it for is the training. You know, if there's, I'm big on providing good service on to our citizens, and I like to see if our guys are providing that. I like to know how our guys are interacting with the public, because I can't be there on every call. And then one of the other things is complaints. You know, it's huge for accountability. If we have a complaint, I most of the time, 90% of the time, I can go to that body camera and just kind of like a court system, tell what happened. And that solves a lot of our complaints. You know, if I get a complaint, it makes it pretty fast paced. The investigation, it's right there. The proof's in the pudding. So I'm a big advocate for body cameras, and I think it's huge for our department.
How long are the cameras good? Do they have a lifetime expectancy on them?
Yeah, so we are expecting these cameras to last approximately 5 years. You know, technology changes so rapidly, and so we're gonna purchase this system for 5 years, and then I believe within the contract they're gonna replace them every half of them at year two and half of them at year three. So they'll be upgraded pretty regularly versus what we've had. You know, they were lasted about a year, and we'd have to buy a new one. They wouldn't replace them.
All right. That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.